Hey there, if you're thinking about getting out there on the road with the big rigs and driving a rig, an RV, or even a bus, then have we got great news for you.
Southwest Truck Driver Training can get you trained and rolling in as little as 4 weeks. They offer lifetime job placement support. They have special military programs, a financial aid program, including grant applications, and so much more to offer you.
Plus, they are family owned business right here in the Southwest. They have world-class training for Class A and B CDLs, hazmat endorsement training, RV training, and of course a refresher course if you need one. And did we mention they have three locations, which are Phoenix, Tucson, and North Las Vegas?
So we don't know why you're sitting there channel surfing on a TV when you could be learning to drive and roll down the road to earning a great living today.
Go to their website, SWTDT.com, to learn more about Southwest Truck Driver Training to shift your career into high gear.
Tell them you heard about them on the 18 Wheel Talk podcast show. We love them. You will too.
Welcome
to the 18 Wheel Talk podcast show.
We're a podcast for truckers, about truckers, by truckers.
Coaching generations of drivers while guiding them on their path to success.
Fueling them with knowledge and passion for trucking.
Navigating the industry one mile at a time. Spark the revolution. Did you catch that on?
I don't know. Anything's possible. We'll have to, you want me to rewind it?
No, just go. go.
Welcome to the 18 Wheel Talk podcast show.
Welcome. Take 10,003.
Well.
Action.
It happened.
Especially with pugs.
Often imitated, never duplicated.
The one, the only.
It's over
there.
Oh, shit, I did it again. It's over there.
The green, the blue. It's the big rig.
I got it right.
Look at,
right there.
Look at you. You got it right. You got it right. Ooh. Anyway.
Anywho.
You know you got us. You're on the right side. If you see the green, the blue, the big rig.
Yeah. Anyways, welcome to the show. If this is your first time listening to us, where the hell you been?
Why haven't you been listening? Where you been?
Go to the number one, the number eight, wheeltalk.com/fanclub and get signed up to be a part of the 18 Wheel Talk fan club. And then,
what?
When you confirm your email address from signing up, go to the giveaway zone and get signed up to be in our
huge
our giveaway.
I did.
Yeah, I took you out because you know
you didn't know it was me.
I did too.
How?
Because I know.
Nope, I didn't sign up under my normal email.
I know you didn't. You signed up at princessbitchy at Gmail. You shouldn't use your alias. Anyways.
Yeah, fine.
After you confirm your email address, on the confirmation page, there will be a link to go to sign up to our giveaway.
I got somewhere you can go to.
We have our podcast show is 4 years old, and we're giving four lucky winners.
Four.
An 18 Wheel Talk prize pack.
Yeah, it's a really good prize pack. So if you don't get it, if those thousands don't get it, I'm keeping it. I'm keeping one of them.
If your name isn't drawn, too bad, so sad. We get it. But you got to be in it to win it. So if you don't go sign up, you can't be in it and you can't win it.
And if you don't respond to the email that says you win it, you don't get it either.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to send you. We'll send you an email saying you're a winner. Give us your address so we can mail you your prize pack. You don't get back to us in a timely manner. Guess what? You don't get it.
I get to keep it anyway, even though I'm Princess Bitchy.
Anyways,
socks are blue.
Your socks are not blue. They're white.
Oh my bad.
See, look, I'll even prove it. See, they're white.
Yeah, they got like a gray heel and toe.
Let's see.
Yeah, gray heel and toe.
Oh, wait, I'm in the wrong camera.
Yeah, right down there, okay? Right there. They can see my white socks, okay? yes, people, I have on white socks.
White.
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 because that's how I pronounce things, white.
Anyways, if you're listening to us in your ears, thank you for joining us. Please, if you can, rate and review the show. 5 stars would be awesome, but we'll take whatever you give us.
5.
You know. So, and if you're watching a video on YouTube, smash that like button.
Mm-hmm. You know,
subscribe to the show. Ring the notification bell.
You can ring our bell. You can ring our bell. Ding dong. Pat's a ding dong.
I am.
Mm-hmm. He ding dong.
And by the way, welcome to Taco Tuesday.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's still
Taco Tuesday, but you just can't go to Taco Bell and get a free taco anymore.
Yeah, it's still over. My bad. Your mom dubbed it Tequila and Taco Tuesday. Therefore, it will always and forever be in our lives Tequila and Taco Tuesday.
Yes.
Your mom had good taste.
I know, right?
Tequila.
So break out the Cuervo. Shameless plug. Eat your tacos. I like Taco Bell.
Shameless plug. Shameless plug.
Shameless plugs. And if you want to sponsor the show, please email thehosts at 18wheeltalk.com.
That's right.
That's thehosts at 18wheeltalk.com. That's THEHOSTS at 18wheeltalk.com.
Oh, my God. Did you hear that, people? He went to school in New York, and he can spell.
Okay, folks, that's the show. See you later. Bye.
Ba-dum-bum.
Anyways, okay. So what are we talking about today, Miss Janet?
Well, for about 45 minutes. Oh, you mean subject?
I said, what are we talking about?
We are
not how long are we going
to
talk about.
Well, it could be considered what? Tips and hacks for truckers to stay healthy on the road.
Okay.
I like hacks. I can hack it,
You're a hacker.
Not that type of hacker.
No.
I like hacks.
You're a food hacker.
Yes, I am definitely a food hacker and a clean hacker. And yeah. Anyway, get the hack on.
Yeah.
Get it? Get your hack
ha,
on.
Ha, ha,
ha, ha, ha, ha. I poke you, look.
All right. So maintaining.
Hey, look.
Ha, ha. Ow.
Okay, go ahead.
Ow, coin it. Al Quinn.
I did.
Al Quinn. Stop.
I did.
Stop.
Patrick.
Oh, okay.
My goodness.
All right, anyways.
Heavens to Murgatroyd.
On with the show.
Heavens to Murgatroyd. Get on.
All right, so we're doing tips and hacks for truckers to stay healthy on the road.
Yep.
All right, so maintaining physical and mental health while on the road is critical for truckers to ensure their well-being and performance.
Correct.
All right, here are some tips and hacks for you.
Yep, yep.
All right, so prioritize your sleep.
I agree.
The doctors always say you need a minimum of 7 hours.
Mm-hmm.
That's, quote, what the doctors are saying.
Yep.
Me, I've functioned on 6. I've functioned on 4. I think Janet's functioned on 3.
Yeah, it just depends.
You know, it all depends. Everybody knows. You know your body. You know. But they say to ensure that you get between 7 and 9 hours of quality sleep a night creates comfortable sleeping environment in your truck cabin and stick to consistent sleeping schedules. So it's like if you get yourself on a routine and you do it often enough, it becomes a habit.
Yeah.
Once it's a habit,
yes.
it just happens.
But now if, say, you don't get enough sleep like I did when I drove because – it's a familial thing.
Wait.
My family.
Story time. Go ahead.
My family gets from my mother an inability to sleep or really
the insomniac?
Not needing a lot of sleep. My mom didn't sleep a lot, and my brothers, for the most part, didn't, especially when we were a little younger. And I didn't up until my accident sleep very much, and I still don't a lot.
I did 20 minutes behind the steering wheel when I was over the road.
Yeah, but you still would sleep now and then. But but even at home, sleeping at night like 3 to 4 hours, if I got a solid 4 hours, I was doing good.
Yes.
And it was really hard for me to adjust my schedule to come up with more sleep, even if I tried. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, okay, poof, I'm awake. So
yeah, sometimes the body just says, that's it, enough. I'm well rested and go.
Yeah, and 20 hours of go, Janet, as you call me.
Yeah.
And then pass out cold for 4.
And then you turn off the light switch.
Yeah, I do. I have a light switch.
Snore.
Yes, you snore. Anyway, so some of the ways that I adjusted to be able to get a solid 5 to 5.5 is about what I average now. Mm-hmm. Although there are days when I'm tired, I just, my body says, okay, I'm sleeping. Was to things like wear a sleep mask or put a cold cloth across my eyes. Mm-hmm. Make sure I'm in a darker room. Soft music to drown out other noises. But when I drove, I pulled a reefer.
Okay.
When the reefer was humming, life was good. I could pay attention to it cycling, mm-hmm. you know. But if it was too long between cycles, my body knew, and I would wake up.
What? Something's wrong?
Something's wrong. I'd wake up. Like one time a guy turned my reefer off. Why someone would do that to another driver, I have no clue.
Because they're stupid. They couldn't sleep, so they decided, I'll fucking just turn it off.
Yeah, they were messing with a lot of people's rigs. So they turned mine off, and I woke up, and so then I noticed that they had left my door open a little. It wasn't latched properly. So then I went and saw that it had been turned off. I had to change like 1 degree, turned it back on. Then I went and saw that some others had been messed with, and I called the cops because someone was still in the parking lot messing with reefers, and then I went and door to door and start, hey, someone's messing with your reefer. Someone's messing with your reefer. Waking people up, got on the CB, started yelling at people. Someone's out there messing with reefers. Wake up, wake everybody up. All of a sudden you heard, you know, air horns going off, you know, horns, truck horns going off and everything. But my body was that way. So when I was trying to learn to sleep more, I cold compress, made my rig a little darker, blackout curtains a little better.
Sleep mask.
I kept my rig a little cooler, mm-hmm. even though I'm the original cold person.
I know, right?
You know?
You're always cold.
Those are just some of the things they tell you. Plus, if you're used to going to sleep at 10, whether it's a.m. or p.m., don't be one of those, if you got to be asleep by 10 to get your required sleep or bunker or birth time, don't get in bed at 10. Get in bed at 9:45 for a week or 2 weeks until your body starts winding down at that time. Then try 9:30 and, you know, wind your way down to it so that you start relaxing earlier.
Yeah, start getting out of your
routine,
phone. Yeah. Get out of your, you know.
Yeah, spend a little more time out of your electronics and everything. Yep. So yeah, that was, that kind of helped.
But yes, prioritize your sleep. Sleep should come first. Everything else will fall into play.
That's correct. Once you have a good sleep schedule, it really helps your body, mind, everything. Re-energize.
Helps you get through the day.
Yes.
And that's what we need. We need our drivers to get from point A to point B.
Safely.
Yes.
Yes, indeedy.
Yes, indeedy.
Next up, stay hydrated.
Stay hydrated.
Water. Water, anybody?
Ice cold water.
Good water, not the stuff out of a tap that most people have.
Ice cold.
Some people have good water, you know, that's good water. There's some bottled water that's but yeah.
What do we got? What's this, Costco water?
That's Costco water.
It's not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad. But
it's wet.
Yeah, it's
which
wet.
Which is good.
And it doesn't taste bad.
No. It tastes like water.
Okay, so some people say, and guilty, been there, done that, when I drove, I drank coffee from sunup to sundown.
Yep.
And when I wasn't drinking coffee, it was iced tea, and it was caffeinated iced tea.
I drank coffee till about, I started out, it was like coffee till noon, and then I'd switch over and drink Mountain Dew the rest of the day. Yes. And then at night, I'd start coffee again.
Yeah.
You know, like after I got done eating my meal, I'd have coffee.
Oh, I got you, yeah.
Know, to go with my pie.
Of course you had pie.
It's like you got to top the day off, right?
Well, I drank coffee from September till May, usually, 24-hour. I mean, just all the time. But usually during the summer, I drank tea, you know, from like noon to 5 or 6, and then I went back to coffee.
And
And there's no such thing as cream in coffee. It was always black coffee, just some sugar in it. But that kind of went up and down. Sometimes sugar, sometimes not.
Well, as my years progressed, I stopped I quit smoking, so I also stopped drinking soda. So my coffee intake increased.
Yes, it did.
A
but
lot.
I'm very proud of you for quitting smoking. And as an ex-smoker myself, I have every right to say that.
I did 2.5 to almost 3 packs a day, depending on the day. And
that's very common with truckers. There's heavy smoke and a lot of coffee or caffeine of some sort.
Yep. So. Yeah. But, yeah, cold turkey and then, like I said, just increase my caffeine intake.
Yeah.
That, and I haven't had that need to choke the living shit out of anybody lately.
Lately. That's okay.
Wait, I didn't quit smoking. I went on hiatus.
Yes, you're not a quitter.
I'm no quitter. I won't quit anything. I'll take a pause, maybe.
Yes, you're right.
Go on hiatus. I could start up tomorrow.
Well, we have pause. Maybe. We have 8 pause in the room.
So, anyways, now that that's out.
You didn't.
Stay hydrated.
Catch me, Joe. Okay.
I caught
okay,
you,
dehydration can lead to fatigue and reduce your concentration. And if you
What were we talking about?
And if you get up in the morning or after napping and you stand up quickly and you tend to feel a little bit lightheaded, don't automatically think that there's a medication or something wrong physically that's causing that.
Could
just try increasing your water intake first before you call your doctor or 911. I mean 911.
911.
I meant 911. I swear I meant 911. I really did.
What do you need? A whambulance?
I need a whambulance.
Anyways, along with this hydration, we did an episode with Hope Zavara from Mother Trucker Yoga. And one of the three things she says is that one of the items that she talked about was hydration and drinking a bottle of water first thing in the morning before you get out of bed, before your feet touch the floor. You know, or have a bottle of water near you at night. So as the night progresses, if you wake up and you feel thirsty, it's there. It's ready.
Yes.
You know.
Oh, I know one other thing I wanted to point out.
Go ahead.
Hidden caffeine.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
If you don't have a dash cam in your semi and you went and spent all that money on it, do you really think that you and your truck are protected against John Q. Public? We don't. That is why we recommend Rexing USA cameras and equipment. Whatever it is you are looking for, whether it be a dash cam, a body cam, a trail cam, or similar, they probably have it.
Nearly every new vehicle coming out has a dash cam, and there is a reason for it. Litigation. Yes, welcome to America, the land of litigation. So the best thing you can do is to protect what you own with video and pictures.
And their dash cams, boy, let me tell you, their cams do a lot. They have 170-degree ultra-wide-angle lenses that will automatically lock in the last video if it feels a vibration from an accident. It has a supercapacitor battery backup that is better than lithium for extreme heat or cold. Add in loop recording, a mobile app, and parking monitoring, and more.
And yes, now you have a really great package for this company of cameras. So come on, check it out at 18wheeltalk.com/dashcam. That's 18wheeltalk.com/dashcam.
Hidden caffeine. Oh, like in,
like Crystal Light.
Like your little drink beverage there.
Well, not all of my Crystal Light has caffeine.
Some of it does.
One of the flavors does.
What?
Yes. Most of them don't. One of them does.
One flavor.
One of
them. And it's the one you like the most.
One of them that I like
the
most. Well, it does help with my migraines.
Right.
So I do tend to lean towards
So
pay attention.
So, yeah, you have to pay attention to the labels. But other than that, you know, it's like hydrate.
You
know,
and if you
went to the baseball field and you're drinking beer, you know, they say dehydrate, then dehydrate now, hydrate later.
And he'll have a beer in one hand and a bottle of water in the other.
So.
While he's yelling it. It's really cool, though. But it's true. If all you drink is coffee or soda, start out by buying the little bottles of water.
And little 8 ounces.
The little 8 ounce bottles of water. And after you drink whichever, you know, soda
trade
soda or coffee, trade it off for a little bottle of water.
Yeah. That's all.
Start off with those. We call them
baby steps.
Yes, baby steps.
You know, start off small.
Do you know why we call them baby steps?
Why?
With bow.
Well, no. We call them baby steps because we want people to succeed.
I know. I was trying to be
take
funny.
Take that baby step and then take another.
Yeah, and you'll eventually take giant leaps and be good at it.
So.
Yeah.
Because believe me, truck driving is starting to be a dying breed.
Oh, God, yes. Unfortunately. So.
All right. So we got prioritize your sleep, stay hydrated.
Balanced nutrition.
Pack healthy snacks like fruits, nuts, and granola bars.
Mm-hmm.
And avoid relying on fast food, basically.
Yeah.
I mean, truck stop food is not bad,
mm-hmm.
you know, once in a while. If you eat it on a daily basis, you got to try to balance yourself out a little bit.
Yeah, and if you are the type of driver where you're always not, where you're not in a route where your by truck stops and you end up stopping at, you know, Circle K's, Convenience Mart, Quick Stops, whatever they are, mm-hmm. or you're
little convenience stores.
Yeah, or you're in by all the fast food joints, mm-hmm. which a lot of truck stops have nowadays.
Yep. Usually a Walmart either will have a Subway, a McDonald's, or a Wendy's,
yeah.
I think, in it. Nowadays.
Or you're on a route where all they have is fast food joints.
Yeah.
You know, down like 9 in New York, it's your 9W. All they have is fast food, you know, or Quick Stops.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, it's your choices are to either eat something from there or bring something from home that you made up yourself, you know?
Yep. Nothing wrong with that.
And if you're making it yourself, just do the best you can to start off with. And then once you're comfortable making your own food, you know, then it's time to start looking at alternate healthier meals.
Yeah, aim for balanced meals with lean proteins, whole grains, and vegetables.
Yeah, I always liked cooking in my crock pot. I can't even
wrong with that. I've done it too.
Yeah, I had the small one. I know my nephew, when he drove over the road, he did too. And,
I had one. Yeah,
a lot of drivers learned to cook in those small crock pots.
Mm-hmm. I think it was Road King. It was Road something. It had a strap on lid and everything.
Yep. Yeah, and then
Roadmaster, I think it was.
Yeah, and then I strapped mine to the front of my jump seat, like.
Oh yeah, because, I did mine on the side.
Well, I didn't because of Taz.
Yeah.
You know my Rottweiler.
Keep it from moving around.
Yeah. Didn't want her to get hurt by it. So.
But yeah. No, my little crock pot was great. Story time.
That's like the quickest bell ever.
I'm sorry, here. Is that better? Is that better?
Yes, that's better. Story time.
When growing up, Dad used to buy chicken breast by the sleeve.
I remember,
And bake it in the oven, different flavors. Like he would do like 20 pieces of chicken breast, all barbecue flavor, or 20 pieces with like he would use like Italian dressing as a mm-hmm. as a marinade, and individually wrap them up and put them in the freezer. So I used to, when I was over the road, hey Dad, can I get a couple of chicken breasts from you? So I would take one of those, put it in my crock pot with a can of like mixed vegetables,
mm-hmm.
and just let that stir all, and it would fall apart. So I'd have like shredded chicken, almost like a stew.
So like this mixed vegetables has got like the potatoes and carrots.
Yeah, the potatoes and carrots. Yeah.
Wow, that's so yummy.
Oh, yeah. So it ended up being like a stew with some chicken in it.
Oh, nice.
You know, shredded chicken.
So you're cooking dinner? That's all I heard.
Wasn't on the agenda, but I can. I know, right?
Okay. Show's over. Dinner time.
All right. Gotta go.
Gotta go. Lunch time.
All right. Story time's over.
Okay. Anyway. So,
balance out your meals. Lean proteins.
Yeah, try and go for healthier
whole grains.
I'm really a big fan of quinoa.
Okay.
And story time.
I got a bell over there too. Nice.
I have to mention it because I introduced your family to quinoa.
Yes, it's a nice alternative.
It's a nice alternative, and I made red beans and rice, I air quote rice.
Instead of rice, it was quinoa.
Instead of rice, it was quinoa, and I did that for my dish I brought for Thanksgiving dinner. And everybody's like, what is it? And I said, well, it's kind of like red beans and rice, but it's my version because I don't eat rice as much anymore.
Right.
And everybody did these little tastes at first.
And then
and the
it was gone.
Dish disappeared, and everyone wanted the recipe. And everybody likes it. And I think your whole family eats quinoa now.
You could do the red beans quinoa with like a little bit of hamburger even mixed in.
I already do it with chicken in it and sausage. Yeah. And when I brought it that day, it had sausage in it. It just pick whatever meat you want to put in it. Red beans, quinoa, the spices I already put in red beans and rice and meat.
Quinoa's, they got brown and white or?
Brown and, or it's red and white.
Red and white.
And the white is actually kind of cream colored.
Yeah.
And then there's a blend where you can get them blended.
Mm-hmm.
And the red takes a little longer to cook.
But either way,
I like it.
They've come out with more varieties since then.
But so, yeah, I'm a big fan of it.
Next one's up your alley.
Oh yeah, portion control.
Yeah,
yeah. It kind of goes with balancing your nutrition. It's like, when you're
they kind of go hand in hand.
That's what I'm saying. It's like when you're making your stuff in your crock pot. I used to like fill that little crock pot up because if I made it for the evening. Mm-hmm. Then I could refrigerate the leftovers, you know, cool it down quick and then put it in my little cooler inside my truck.
Okay.
And then I would take and put it back in the crock pot the next morning because, you know, I'd wash my crock pot.
What?
And add just some more broth or whatever I needed to and heat it up for 2 days in a row, mm-hmm. depending on what it was, because there's some stuff if it was just like, say, a barbecued chicken or something, then I'd take and just heat that up and then I'd have myself a barbecued chicken wrap or, you know, barbecue.
Like a sandwich. Yeah, a sandwich, exactly.
Or roll it up in some lettuce
panini,
or a green.
They get those panini makers.
Back then I didn't have that in my truck, but nowadays I know people that have everything in theirs, but just
but that would
whatever
that would
meat.
Come in handy though, you know.
Oh yeah.
I would have made a panini out of.
Oh yeah.
Out
or
of
if you had the
left
meat,
over.
Or if you had the meat the first day, mm-hmm. the second day turn it into the stew, you know.
Yeah, no, the meat wouldn't have lasted.
Whoops! Wait! What did I just do?
I don't know what you do.
I bumped my mouse. Oh. And a whole nother screen came up. Everybody despaired.
Well, you were still here. You didn't go nowhere.
You went away.
No, you didn't.
On my screen.
Oh, I went away.
So some of the ways to start by portion control, as opposed to going to the options that Patrick did with me at Christmas a couple years ago, is to use smaller plates and to avoid supersizing. If you do go to McDonald's, you don't have to supersize everything.
No.
My favorite is the person that goes in and orders, I'll take 3 Big Macs, extra large fries, and a Diet Coke. Because that Diet Coke's going to make the difference.
No, I changed mine with Sprite.
That's fine, but you know what I mean.
I would eat the 3 Big Macs and the supersized fries.
I know you would.
No.
I'll go in and order
in a heartbeat.
I will order a Big Mac and a small fry, mm-hmm. and I'll order a soda.
And you'll eat 2 bites out of the Big Mac.
No, I'll eat
And maybe 2 fries.
No.
3. I'll give you 3.
I'll eat like a third of a Big Mac and...
All right, 3 bites.
No, that's more than 3 bites for me. That's 3 for you. And then I'll eat like half
I was right, 2 bites.
Half of a small fry and drink part of my soda if I drank soda.
Uh-huh.
You say I don't drink soda, so that's kind of an iffy thing. But.
You could buy her a Big Mac and cut it in half and then in half again, and that would last her 4 days.
No, 4 meals, but not
4 meals for 4 days.
Yeah, as long as there's something else to go with it.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Well, it's got lettuce and
something else, you know,
oh,
like a
else.
Side.
Well, you divvy up your fries to go with it. You can make
it. If I had a medium fry, I could do that.
No, you can do that with a small fry.
Maybe. Anyway.
Anyway.
But so
I used to joke with her to tell her that she was a cheap date. A Big Mac and a beer. We're good to go. I love you, baby.
I love you too, baby.
That's why we make a good team.
So,
I know.
If you just start with a smaller plate.
I know how to get to your heart.
If you just start with a smaller plate,
just
it makes
start
all
with the Big Mac and salty fries.
It
Sorry. I'm sorry. All right, hold on. Story time's over. Okay, go ahead.
If you just start with a Big Mac. See, now you got me talking about Big Macs. God bless America.
Portion control, baby. Portion control.
If you just start with a smaller plate.
Smaller plate.
Or if you're having, say, soup or stew or whatever in a bowl, start with a smaller bowl.
Uh-huh.
It makes a difference.
It does.
Because even if you go back, say you're at a buffet, okay?
I like buffet.
Let me finish.
Sorry.
If you're at a buffet, and instead of getting a great big plate and going back three times with that great big plate, you get the smaller plate and go back three times, you're eating less food because you're tricking your brain.
Right.
Even piled high like you would the big plate, you're still tricking your brain.
You're doing Jedi mind tricks.
Jedi mind. There you go. Jedi mind trick your brain.
Yeah. Baby steps.
Yes.
So.
So, yeah. It's just one of those little tricks you can do. If you have a great big bag of chips.
Portion it out.
Portion them out into baggies and then put them back inside the big bag.
I know you and I are the same. If that big old bag is just sitting right there, I'm just going to until it's gone.
And it's funny because I can't eat a Big Mac, but if I'm sitting watching TV or driving a truck and that bag is beside me.
Yeah, exactly. It's gone.
And then a few miles down the road.
Yeah, it's gone.
And then I'll look and I'll be like, where'd the chips go? And I'll look at my 6-pound dog, ask her if she ate them all. She'd be like, no,
it wasn't me.
You might have given me one or two, but you
She's
ate
like,
the bag.
No, hell no, bitch. You ain't blaming me on that.
Yeah, right.
But that's all like, you're in PPE.
You look and it's gone. And it's like, hey.
Oh, yeah.
We're all human.
Everybody's guilty of doing that. I know that.
So if you bag them out into baggies that you feel is appropriate for you.
Just get regular sandwich bags. Divvy it out. You can get about at least 6 to 8 sandwich baggies with potato chips in it. Eat one. Not 10, 2 8. Or 3, but eat
don't put
one.
The whole...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Eat one bag at a time.
Oh, I meant chips. Don't see how many chips you can stuff in your mouth.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Let's see if I can get this whole bag in there.
Yeah.
No.
It's really that easy.
But just portion control, balanced nutrition.
Oh, and if you're making a burrito.
Small steps.
Don't put so much innards in it that it breaks every time.
I'm guilty of that. Just get bigger burrito wraps.
He tried to, and I did, and I bought bigger burritos.
And those are awesome.
And you busted them.
No, I did not.
You did the first one.
There was a learning curve. I had to know how much I could put in it.
And then I quit buying the big ones because I realized he was just going to stuff them that big. I didn't buy them because I don't get to that store very often. I know that.
Anyways.
Okay, next.
So. Next one is try to incorporate some exercise.
Exercise? I don't like
exercise.
Oh, can I exercise like a pug?
Perform simple exercise like stretches, body weight exercises, which are really getting more and more common, resistant band workouts during your rest breaks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, aim for at least 150 minutes of moderate
intensity
aerobic activity,
which sounds like a lot. If someone told me go exercise for 150 minutes, you know what I'd tell them to do? Stand still so I can hit you with something.
Driver, get yourself a lot lizard and just go to town for 150 minutes.
Ew.
I know, right?
At least make it a buffalo, not a lot lizard. Oh my God, Patrick.
I was just being funny.
I know. Anyway,
No. It said moderate intensity aerobic.
It would be
activity.
Much easier.
Get your blood pumping. Anyways.
If I tell you go work out for 150 minutes a week, your brain goes, that's a long time.
I'm going to break that down. Let me break it down for you, okay?
If I told you, okay, you're on the road 5 days a week, which I can't imagine only working 5 days a week. But if I told you, you're on the road 5 days a week, go do something moderately aerobic 30 minutes a day.
Okay.
You're still going, oh, geez. Let me finish.
All right.
But if I told you, before you start your day and at the end of your day and during your midday break, which is now a requirement, I guess, which just floors me.
Yep, 30 minutes halfway. Mandatory.
Take 10 minutes at each time. 10 minutes before you start. 10 minutes at your break and 10 minutes at the end of your day.
Mm-hmm.
and do something that's going to get your blood pumping. Anything that's going to get your blood pumping, your heart moving, your, you know, feel a little bit of a burn, feel a little bit of a like, ooh, I just felt good. You know, something was really working there. Whether it was a fast walk around your truck, a fast walk down the parking lot and back, whatever it was.
I believe when we interviewed Hope Zavara, I think she said 30 times around the truck and trailer is equivalent to a mile. I could be wrong. It's been a little bit. It's episode 72 if you want to check that out. I know that she did say that they, when they came up with this program, that they measured. They were like, you can do a lot of these exercises that she gives. She has a book, by the way, which you can get at Mother Trucker Yoga.
Well, you can get through our link.
There's a link in the description on episode 72, and I'll put one in this episode for it. But there's a illustrated book that'll show you how to do these stretches, and you can do these right in the cab of your truck and around your truck. You don't have to go to a gym or, you know, you can make it look like you're just, like, tying your shoe and you're doing one of the exercises.
Yeah.
You know, stretching and stuff. And then, like I said, you got to walk around your truck to do a pre-trip. Just do a couple extra turns.
Well, my point is you don't have to do it all at once.
I agree.
Break it up, and that way you're not overwhelmed thinking, oh, my God, 150 minutes?
The endorphins, you want to release those endorphins.
Yeah, I'd rather release them. I'd rather release them at the beginning of my day and halfway through my day than all at once.
But, yeah, if you do it throughout the day, that'll help.
Yes, keep you awake.
Keep you, you know.
Think about it. You're driving, you start to get tired. What do they tell you to do? Pull over, get out of your truck, walk around a couple times, get your body moving, wake you up, get some fresh air. That's what my mom always told me. You know, if you don't feel good or you're tired, get out and get some fresh air.
That's it. That'll do you.
That'll do you. Get that fresh air in your system.
So, incorporate a little bit of exercise.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
So, you say you like tools. Now, are we talking about normal people like them or Tim the Toolman Taylor like them? Because if you're like the two of us, it is definitely in the Tim the Toolman Taylor's range. I have never been bored when shopping for tools.
So, here's what you do. Head on over to 18wheeltalk.com/JBTools. It will take you to their site, which will normally give you a discount, a chance in a giveaway, join the rewards club, or something really great like that.
Then start browsing to your heart's delight. Whether you're looking for power tools, hand tools, 25-ton jack stands, or gardening tools, they have got you covered.
So take a few minutes and follow the link, 18wheeltalk.com/JBTools, and jewel over a few tools while you're there.
Yeah, a little exercise. A little less yanking on cords and hurting.
What do you got going on over there?
Someone yanked my cord earlier.
Oh.
And pinched my ear.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I would never do that.
No, actually, someone pinched my arm, and I went to smack him.
Well,
and when I did, I didn't realize I was tangled in my cord. Chain reaction.
What was the pug doing to you?
Oh, you're a pug now.
I'm pug daddy.
Okay, the pug pinched my arm.
I don't know what you're talking about. I can't reach your arm.
Okay, next. You need some of that?
I can't reach your arm.
I almost threw a drink on you today because of you horsing around. Remember?
Yes. All right, let's see. Where did we leave off?
You need some mental stimulation.
Okay. So, engage your mind in listening to audiobooks, podcasts.
Like us. We're very very mentally stimulating.
Language learning programs while driving mentally stimulates. Mental stimulation helps combat boredom and stay mentally sharp. So listening to us and laughing along with us and liking and subscribing and rating us would be awesome. But yes, we try to keep you guys entertained.
Definitely.
You know, We try to squeeze a couple of laughs in there.
Oh, watch us first thing in the morning. That'll get you going. Watch us on YouTube.
Oh, that'll get your blood pumping.
Watch his antics? Yeah, that'll get your blood pumping.
I don't know what you're talking about. What are you pointing at me? You're the one that starts it all the time.
I never.
It's always you. Always you.
You start it off camera.
You're the bad apple.
And then you push play or
you
record or whatever that button
is. You say, go for it. Push button. Go ahead. I dare you. So I pushed the button. You dared me.
Nope. So anyway, mental stimulation.
Anyways.
What else is it good for, Patrick?
I don't know.
Would you like me to talk?
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, okay. If anything like Alzheimer's or dementia runs in your family.
Oh, yeah.
Like it does mine.
I forgot.
I'm the one with it in my family. He just comes by it naturally. So
No. I suffer from CRS.
Yeah,
I just can't remember shit.
That from your father. That's what he always says.
Yeah, it's genetics.
Yes, he has told me that. So if it runs in your family, learning a new language, listening to anything that stimulates you mentally, or just being around mental people like I am around him all the time, that's mental. Ba-dum-bum. I've seen if you're paying attention. Learning a new language, a new skill, whether it's a computer skill, a math skill, welding, building something.
Yep. Anything that would mentally stimulate you.
Yeah. Hand-eye coordination skill, even something like knitting. I know lots of male drivers that learned how to crochet, knit, needlepoint, all this type of stuff. And I used to do a lot of needlepoint when I did.
I knew how to crochet when I was a driver.
Yeah, and I did needlepoint. I did needlepoint pillowcases.
Oh, nice.
I did them for my sister.
My mom used to do a lot of cross stitch.
Mm-hmm. Cross stitch, counter cross stitch, all that. I did not do crocheting or knitting, though.
Yeah.
Because my mom was forced to learn it from her mom, and therefore she rebelled.
That's
a big rebellion, I tell you.
I'm telling you.
So anyway, all those types of things help you stay mentally sharp, and the more you do to stay mentally sharp, even crossword puzzles.
Yep.
Sudoku.
Keeps you focused.
Keeps your
mind, like woo, woo, woo.
Playing cards, anything like that. If you're keeping your mind sharp, you do better for later in life, not stumbling on your words like I am. You do better so that you don't end up with some type of dementia or your Alzheimer's not progressing as fast. But they're coming up with new drugs to combat that, I'd like to say.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, next.
Practice mindfulness.
Okay. What's that mean?
Techniques like deep breathing, meditation, mindfulness exercises. It reduces stress,
mm-hmm.
and it helps you stay focused on the road.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I meditate, and it's funny because so many people don't even realize I do.
You meditate?
You know I meditate. I'm going to meditate my fist in your body.
Goose fried rice.
That's his meditation. You forgot you're supposed to be rubbing your earlobes when you do that.
Goose fried rice.
No, that's cute. I like that. Yeah, but meditation isn't... Some people think, well, if I meditate, I'm going to lay down and fall asleep. That's not meditation. That's sleeping.
Meditating is controlling your breathing.
It's controlling your breathing. Some people listen to music
mm-hmm.
or white noise, rivers or air or
calming stuff,
animals, whatever calms you. I actually know someone that meditates to heavy metal. I haven't quite figured that out, but it works for him.
Well,
whatever works for you works for you.
Hey, it works for you.
I could never.
There's nothing wrong with a little five-finger death punch going on.
Well, I agree, but I can't meditate to it.
Well, and you could try.
Some days I can meditate to, like, the sounds of rivers and streams, and some days I want to pull out my hunting rifle and go for it. Go hunting, what? Hunting, you know.
Oh, yeah, I got you.
Okay, not people hunting, game hunting.
Wascally wabbits.
Yeah, wascally wabbit hunting. Okay, but meditating helps you control your breathing. It makes you more aware of what's going on with your body. Just makes you more aware. And it actually does help with migraines. Mm-hmm. I swear by it. People don't believe me. And it also can help reduce pain in different parts of your body. Because if you're concentrating, they say that it can help you with blood flow towards certain parts of your body, as mm-hmm. long as you're meditating correctly and doing the right exercises with it. And I'm not talking exercise, I'm talking stretching.
Right.
It can help you with reducing inflammation, say, to your back. Uh-huh. Like, so when I meditate, I might do a yoga stretch. Mm-hmm. And that helps my back, which we all know my back is just lovely now.
Oh, yeah.
So that's what practicing mindfulness can be. And it reduces your stress immensely. Like, there's times that I just want to rip a person's head off. And that's when I say, okay, I need to stop talking to you now. And some people take that really personal.
Right.
When I say I'm done, that doesn't mean I'm done with a person forever. That just means I'm just done for right now. I need to take a break. That's all I'm talking about.
Now mindfulness kind of goes hand in hand with prioritizing your sleep, which you talked about at the beginning of the episode, because if you can relax yourself mindful, then that should help you ease into sleep a little easier. So you could practice your meditation, you know, before hitting the sack.
Yeah, you could meditate to relax yourself and then listen to whatever you do to go to sleep. And if you're watching movies to go to sleep, the flashing on the TV is not good for you to go to sleep with.
Yeah.
Now, grant you, I am one that can fall asleep in front of anything, mm-hmm. but I could also, in high school, fall asleep leaning up against the locker.
Me too.
There aren't a lot of us that can still do that. I can still fall asleep standing up.
Mm-hmm. Been there, done that. I'm a professional.
I'm a professional sleeper. So anyway, it all joins together.
Yeah.
You work on your sleep, you work on your water, you work on your eating. This
all these little steps.
All these little hacks steps.
Once you get these little tips and hacks going,
it all works.
It's like a snowball effect.
This is true. So what's next?
Plan your breaks.
Well, I like breaks. Is it break time?
It could be, but no.
Damn it.
Schedule regular breaks to stretch, walk, and relax. Helps prevent stiffness, improve circulation, and boost your energy levels. Like Janet, you know, talked about, you know, not that long ago. When you start feeling tired, you get out, pull over, get out, walk around your truck, you know, get that fresh air, kind of wakes you up, type of thing.
Used to be, ding, story time. No. This is probably a bad example.
That bell's better than this bell. Or that bell just makes me hungry.
Yeah, your first bell's the best of the three.
I know, right?
It used to be that when you would get pulled into a DOT or over by a state trooper, they didn't like writing all of us tickets. But if they thought you were sleepy, they'd say, okay, you need to start pulling over willingly a little more into rest stops, getting out of your truck, waking yourself up, walking around your truck, getting a little exercise, you know, so you're alert, so you're not going to cause an accident or get hurt. So you're more aware of what's going on around you, because they can tell. No, not like that. Because a state trooper, when they pull you over, they can tell if you're super tired.
Right.
You know, most of them are pretty smart.
They're trained.
Smart enough to look you in the face and know, this one's high, this one's drunk, this one's tired as all get out. Because I was raised by my
parents. Get out. Get over there, pull the F over, get in the bunk, and go 99.
You know I really don't swear that much.
I know.
Okay.
That's why I said that.
I know. Thank you.
I got you, baby.
Yes, thank you. So I don't know if they still do that, because, you know, you talk to some people and they're like,
rules are changing.
They just want to write you a ticket.
Yeah.
Not me.
It's a money grab.
Not me.
But then again, if you're doing your pre-trips and your post-trips and you're catching stuff before it breaks, then you shouldn't have any problems. You can roll through a DOT check with your eyes closed.
Well, I never got pulled over for that type of stuff.
What, you know what I mean?
You know why I always got pulled over.
Well, why were you speeding, young lady?
Because I'm related to my father. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Oh.
And all three of my brothers.
And how many logbooks did we have?
No hablé inglés, por favor.
Uh-huh. Of course she's going to the foreign language book.
Depends on the time of year.
Although
that was when you could run multiple logbooks, not legally. I'm not admitting to anything on air ever. But there are people I know very well who did teach other people to run multiple logbooks.
I've known a few drivers to run a couple logbooks.
Yes,
but nowadays it's a lot harder to run multiple logbooks when you're running electronic.
I bet it is, but I'll bet you some people could hack it.
I'm sure that somebody could.
Yes.
Which that what you just talked about would bring us back up to the mindful stimulation.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mental stimulation. Yeah.
Yeah,
if you had to hack the computer to run four logbooks, that would be quite the trick because...
But, well, no, what I'm saying is you were speaking in a foreign language.
Oh, yeah. But mental stimulation, running four logbooks, I'm positive.
Oh, yeah.
I'm very positive.
Your brain was running
100 miles an hour. Yeah.
You're on something.
Nope.
And I want you to share with us.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Driver, if you haven't tried any of Mother Trucker Yoga's products, have we got news for you. The news is you are missing out on some great products that really do work. So, you're probably sore from a long day and just don't know where to even start looking, right?
Well, driver, stop right there. You don't have to wonder anymore. These products were all designed with the professional truck driver in mind. And the Stiff Mother Trucker Pain Relief Cream is 100% natural. As in, all the junk that you don't need on your body is not in it. It is paraben-free, gluten-free, sulfate-free, and artificial dye-free.
Probably made right here in the USA. Road-tested, trucker-approved.
It relieves sore muscles, soothes pain and inflammation from bee stings and insect bites. It calms that back pain from driving those long, hard roads. Helps alleviate foot pain, helps reduce wrist pain, elbow pain, and stiffness in the neck and shoulders from poor sleep or overuse.
In other words, if your body is feeling bruised and bumped up from that ever-intensive truck driver life, then Stiff Mother Trucker Pain Relief Cream is the answer to what you are asking. Just ask the crew at A&E Shipping Wars. They will let you know.
So, go to 18wheeltalk.com/resources and look for Mother Trucker Yoga to find this and many more great products. No, because I'm never admitting to anything on air.
Never.
But
never.
Four logbooks must have taken some real good...
Creative thinking. I call that creative thinking.
Yes. So from one creative thinker to the world, we talked about...
Planning breaks.
Planning breaks, yes. So let's maintain some social connections now.
Okay.
It's really important to stay connected with your family on the road.
Okay.
It's much easier now that cell phones are, you know, everybody has them and it doesn't cost anything.
Right.
Because when I drove and when you drove, when you first started especially.
It wasn't a cell phone.
Well, I had a cell phone. My dad had a cell phone back in the 70s. But they were, you know, the size of a briefcase.
When I first started driving, there wasn't cell phones.
Couldn't have started before my dad.
No. Oh, they weren't as prominent. I didn't have one.
Well,
when
you said
I started.
They weren't there. You didn't have one. They were there, but they were not prominent.
They were very expensive when I started driving.
My first cell phone when I first started driving, it was like right around $2,000, $3,000, and it was a flip phone. I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah.
However, I was able to pick up that phone and pay exorbitant prices and call my mother.
That's why, when I used to stop at truck stops, the booths
were cheaper.
Back in the booth, to sit in a booth, actually had a phone right there that you could get calling cards, you could use regular money. But that's why you would go to the truck stop to contact
but
your family.
Some of the places that I delivered is what I'm trying to say.
Sorry.
Up in the UP in Michigan, on the lake, for instance, I delivered to, say, cherry orchards and where I picked up Bing cherries.
Okay.
There was no booth. There was no truck stop. When you went in, you went in fully fueled and you prayed you made it through the weekend.
Yep. I got you.
You dropped your trailer and you went to the beach to park your truck near the beach and you were there for till Monday morning when you went back to pick your load up. So, that being said, I would call my mom on my cell phone, check in with her for the weekend, pick up a disposable camera, take a bunch of pictures, and pop it in the mail before I left the town for the week.
Okay.
You know? And that was a couple times a year I'd do that. Or wherever I was, up across the bridge, you know, to the far, far north, I'd do the same thing. So that's how you used to stay connected then, because
right.
And the booths where you could buy the calling cards. I had tons of calling cards, it seemed
well,
like.
Well, no, I meant at times. Is when I would go to the truck stop, I would sit in a booth.
Yes.
They had the payphone at
the
right
booth.
There.
Yes.
On the table. Pick yes. it up. I tell the waitress, don't fucking bother me. Fill my coffee up. I'm going to be on the phone.
You didn't have to cuss about it, but yes, I get that. But they also had booths in the trucker's lounge where you could sit yeah. and talk if yeah. you didn't want to sit in the restaurant.
Yes.
You could take yeah. your coffee to there, mm-hmm. and some of the waitresses would come and refill your coffee. They'd say, you'd say, hey, I just want coffee. I want to go over there and sit and talk. Can you bring me coffee once in a blue moon? They'd say, oh, yeah, sure, no problem. Some of them would even let you take the little thermos with you.
Mm-hmm.
But now, with the way cell phones are,
Everybody has
one. There's no reason you can't pick up the phone and stay connected with your family.
So to reiterate, you know, Janet and I drove. When we drove, we were dinosaurs.
We were dinosaurs.
We're the last of the old school.
We were dinosaurs, and we were Fred Flintstoning it up on top of the dinosaur, and we had to, you know, pedal our way to work.
Exactly. Uphill both ways,
and... You know, yabba dabba do it and the whole bit.
Yabba dabba doo.
So, and we used the caveman phone to call home.
Our cell phone was tin cans and a string.
That's right. Tin cans and a string.
And if you ran out of string, too fucking bad.
I was just glad that string went from Canada to Arizona at the time.
Anyway.
It was a lot more difficult. Now there's no reason for a driver not to stay in touch with the whether it's family, friends, whoever they love
yeah.
and care about or want to stay in touch with.
I agree.
To when you're video chatting or just talking on the phone or texting or on whatever messenger, FaceTime, whatever you use,
uh-huh.
there's no reason to not stay connecting. And by staying connected, it helps you combat loneliness, which isn't something people nowadays should be suffering from. For instance, compared to... When my dad started driving, it took 2 days to go from Springfield, Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
It was a 2-day round trip from Springfield to St. Louis.
Right.
You know, to just a load of hogs down to Springfield, from Springfield to St. Louis and back.
13, 14?
Yeah, like 13 years old. And yes, long story, people, it's true. Him and his dad, Springfield on Friday, down to St. Louis with hogs and come back, and they'd be back on Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
That's how long it took. Well, if you're in that truck alone, that's a long time to be alone without anyone to talk to.
It is.
You know, without being able to talk to your family and people you love, you know, and so
basically what you're trying to say is...
Stay connected.
There you go.
Get over it, people.
Okay.
Pick up the phone because people will not...
Enough of this texting bullshit.
People will not call you. This is a proven fact.
Just pick up the phone and say, hey. I just want to say, hey.
And if they're under 50, they do not know how to pick up a phone to save their life.
Mm-hmm.
There, I said it.
Yes.
I said it right out loud.
Right out loud. All right, so social connections.
It helps improve the mood. Obviously, I need a social connection.
All right. Anyways.
Anywho?
Stay organized.
Oh, that's my favorite
thing. Plan your routes in advance. Mm-hmm. Organize your truck's cabin.
Yes.
And keep a travel journal. I never did that.
I
should have.
I did. You know,
staying
that.
Organized reduces stress and creates a more comfortable living space.
Did you do the 10-minute rule?
Which is?
Every morning before I do the whole, you know, get up, go to the bathroom, shower, clean up, blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
You know, but before my wheels rolled, after I had done my pre-trip, I always took 10 minutes to make sure everything was in its place. A place for everything and everything in its place.
Okay.
Is how I was raised. So I always did that in my truck. I made sure, okay, I knew I was going to want coffee.
Mm-hmm.
I knew I was going to want a bottle of water.
Right.
I knew I was going to want some sort of snack for later. So I made sure I had those. I made sure I had water bottle for my dog because I could squirt it in a weighted dish.
Mm-hmm.
And I had her food in place. Okay.
Yep.
And my paperwork.
I did it similar. Yeah.
My bill of ladings, my notebook that, you know, my binder that had all my paperwork, all everything, my logbooks, everything was all in one place.
Yep.
So everything like was where it belonged. If I had to brake hard, nothing went flying. Nothing was ever on my dash.
Hey, did a walkthrough. Final walkthrough.
Inside my cab too, though.
Yeah.
Not just outside, but inside.
That's what I mean. final walkthrough in the cab, make sure everything's secure. So if you got a brake hard, you're not wearing
something from
the bunk.
So that at the end of the week when it was time to clean out my cab, it wasn't, oh my God, this place is such a pigsty, I've got to just throw everything in garbage bags. We both know someone who's done that, who has just thrown everything in a garbage bag, taken it home and sorted it out. I was never that person.
Me neither.
I've never had to clean a vehicle out. I've never had to clean anything out.
My dirty laundry might have been in a garbage bag. Because,
well, that's different.
You know,
but until I owned a nice laundry bag that looked like Santa Claus's bag. I do love my Nicholas. But anyway, so I never was a person, whether it was a car, a pickup, an SUV, or my semi, I never had to clean a vehicle out and throw everything in a laundry or in a garbage bag because it all just blended.
Right.
I always knew where everything was.
You were organized.
Yeah. It's,
I was somewhat organized. I wasn't like perfectionist organized, but I was somewhat organized. Like all my bill of ladings were up above, you know, my food was in the refrigerator.
Yeah.
You know, my bunk was organized to an extent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I knew where my tools were. I knew where my clothes were.
Yeah.
You know.
They weren't just lying in a pile on the floor altogether.
No.
That's what I'm talking about.
No. Everything was secured in its place.
Yeah. When you've opened a cab door, like when I did repo, when you open a cab door and it's like everything's everywhere,
There's a pile of like fast food stuff on the passenger floor.
Mixed with clothes and tools.
Piled up high that you couldn't see out that side window if you wanted to.
And you realize there's tools in there,
yeah,
like power tools in there, and you're like, ooh,
that's like, I'm like, how do you live like that? Anyways,
yes, okay,
anyways,
so that don't do that.
Story's over.
My point is, don't do that.
Yeah,
you know, keep everything in its place.
Yeah,
you will appreciate yourself much better.
So remember this. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry, I was rubbing my eye.
Sorry.
Staying healthy on the road requires commitment and consistency.
Yep.
You will really appreciate yourself if you've managed to get that far.
Incorporating these tips in your daily routine to ensure both a physical and mental well-being as a trucker.
Yes, tips and hacks.
Yes. Well, that's what I said, tips.
I know. I don't know what's up with my eye being all itchy all of a sudden.
But, and we're not saying you got to just dive in with both feet. Some people will do that. But
just
pick one item off our list.
And start with that.
And start there, you know.
Start with sleep.
Sleep. Start with hydration. Yeah. Start with your mental stimulation. Start with, you know, a balanced nutrition. Pick something and just do it.
Pick your
because
one item.
Once it becomes a habit, then pick another one.
And start. Then go on that.
You know, I forget how long it says it. How long they say it takes to become a habit once you do
3 weeks.
You know.
3 weeks.
So if you can commit 30 days to it.
Yeah.
You know.
You'd be good.
So we hope you enjoyed these tips and hacks. If you do, smash that like button.
Ring
the bell.
Tell
a friend. Subscribe to the show. Don't forget to sign up for our fan club, 18wheeltalk.com/fanclub. Get into our contest.
The big giveaway.
We're giving away four lucky winners are going to win an 18 Wheel Tuck prize pack.
Mm-hmm. It's a really good prize pack too.
We're not sure exactly what's going to be in it. All I know is it's valued at roughly $100 or more.
Yeah, I have the list.
So
and
she won't let me know because she says I talk too much.
Mm-hmm. Because I started putting it together and he started talking about it.
I don't know what you're talking about. Power inverters, coffee mugs.
Shut up, Patrick.
Shit it. Shirts.
I swear to sweet Jesus. Gonna stitch your
more
lips.
More stuff like stuff. Anyway. It's gonna be great. You gotta get in on it. Time's ticking.
Otherwise, Princess Bitchy's getting it all.
Oh, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, we hope you enjoyed the show today.
I hope we entertained
like I said,
you.
If we did, please leave us a review on your favorite podcast player if you can. Like and subscribe to our YouTube channel if you can. Hey, go for it.
Yeah. Hey, did you know that if you follow our Amazon links on our website,
They
don't have to buy the stuff that's on the link, but if they just follow that link, buy whatever.
Oh, yeah.
It helps the show out.
Yeah, if you're going to shop on Amazon anyways, just go to our website, click on our flashlight that we have on our page. Whether you buy the flashlight or not, doesn't matter. Whatever you buy, Amazon will help out our show by saying thank you for sending us Joe from Idaho.
Ooh.
I'm just saying.
Very good.
If your name is Joe and you're from Idaho and you're going to go shopping on Amazon, please go to 18wheeltalk.com. Just down below there's a flashlight. Click on that.
Follow the flashlight link.
Follow the yellow
light. If you
do
that like every, what, 2 or 3 months or something?
It does help out the show, believe it or not.
It helps us out. Doesn't cost you anything extra. Just one little click.
So please.
Please, please.
Please, please, please.
Por favor.
We don't want to beg, but please.
Bitte, por favor.
Oh, don't go foreign on them.
They might like it.
Oh, okay. Bitte. I say please in German.
Bitte.
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 I say please in...
Spanish. Por favor.
What do they speak in Hong Kong? Is it Chinese or Japanese?
Chinese.
Okay. How do you say that in Chinese?
That. In Chinese. I don't know. I'm not
anyways,
a Jackie Chan.
Anyways, that's just some of the places that we are reaching out. You know,
I'll learn.
You know, we do.
That can be every place we have
listeners in Germany. We have listeners in Hong Kong and all across the United States and
every
Canada.
Place so, we have a fan, I'm going to learn how to say thank you in their language.
I believe we got one or two in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
We have not. That I know
I know how
of.
To say thank you in Australian. Thank you.
Thank you, eh?
Thank you, eh? No, I think the A is from Canada.
Canada. Anyways.
But thank you. From down under.
Down under. But anyways, if you're a fan of the show.
Thank you.
And can leave a review.
Please
and
do.
A rating. Please do. Just show us some love. Just a little love. Anyways.
A lot of love.
Hey, anyways, that's our show today. Keep your rubber side down.
And your shiny side up.
And we'll see you on the flip side.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
18 Wheel Talk. Thank you for joining us today. We greatly appreciate it. Be sure to stop by 18wheeltalk.com and check out all the affiliates mentioned in the program today. Remember, we're here coaching generations of drivers while guiding them on their path to success. We'll catch you on the flip side.
Spark the revolution.
So tell me, do you have one of those change buckets in your vehicle for fancy cafes?
Yeah.
And are you looking for a way to help support the show and just don't know how?
Well, we have great news for you. It is super easy and you can do it for as little as $3 a month. Yes, that's right, $3 a month. That means for the cost of a cup of coffee, you could support the show for a month. And if you order one of those foo-foo frappy thingamabobs with all those flavors and whipped cream and sprinkles on top, you could support the show for about 6 months.
Isn't that amazing? Saving you calories from that frappy thingamabob with all those flavors and whipped cream and sprinkled things on top. And help out the show. What's not to like about that?
So to do so, just go to 18wheeltalk.com/support. And you will see just how easy it is to support the show. And don't forget to pick out your fan emoji while you're there. That's 18wheeltalk.com/support.